This is Nancy Dwyer
and Rocky Alvey
for Stellar Conversations, recorded at Vanderbilt University's Dyer Observatory. Rocky, I recently learned that stars have iron in them, and I was surprised to hear that because when I think of stars, I think of them as being these giant furnaces of gas, of, you know, hydrogen and helium.
It is a strange thing to contemplate that iron can exist in other forms other than a solid or a liquid. We think of molten iron. We've all seen movies where they've used molten iron. But to think of iron, these solid chunks, in a state that it exists in a star where it's not solid at all, it's a gas or a plasma. And not only iron, but any metal. What I'd like to do is talk to Dr. Heiser about this and ask him. He's spent his entire life studying stars and what stars are composed of. So let's talk to Dr. Heiser.
This is Dr. Arnold Heiser, who is a retired astronomy professor from Vanderbilt. He's the man that we go to with all of our technical questions. Rocky and I were talking about the fact that iron is found in stars. So how does iron and other metals exist in stars that are gas?
Well, iron exists because the stars are so hot that the iron atoms or the iron ions will essentially be in a gaseous form. Like most elements in stars like the sun, the high temperatures and the densities are such that almost all the material is gaseous as long as the temperatures are above a few thousand degrees Kelvin.
So if we were to throw a chunk of iron like an anvil into the sun, it would become a gas.
Yes, it will turn into a gas, and it won't take very long at 6,000 degrees Kelvin.
Does that mean that all stars contain metals?
Yes, all stars that we see in our galaxy at the moment certainly have metals. The amount of metals in the stars varies from the amount that's in the sun, let's call that a normal amount, to things that are essentially smaller than the sun, 10 times less metals, 100 times less metals. And the only stars that may be around that will not have any metals are the first generation of stars that formed in the galaxy or the universe.
So in the early universe, we had just a couple elements, the light elements, hydrogen, helium?
Yes, in the early elements, sometime after the Big Bang scenario, the only elements around would have been hydrogen, helium, a little bit of lithium, a little bit of beryllium, but we don't really count those. So the first stars are effectively were made out of hydrogen and helium.
As the universe gets older, it contains more metals.
That is correct. The reason for that is that certain stars, large stars, will blow themselves up as supernovae and release the metals they have made. Smaller stars, like the sun, continuously give off atoms from their outer atmospheres. There are events known as planetary nebulae, which give off some of their material in the later stages of life. And most of that material will contain all the elements that were in the star, that were made in the star.
When we talk of metals being made in stars, does that mean gold is made in stars as well?
Yes, but gold is an element that can only be made during a supernova explosion. A star like the sun is not capable of going through its nuclear fusion processes to make something as heavy as iron or gold.
So it takes a really big star, a real massive star that would weigh several times what the sun
weighs. Probably it would have to be around 10 times the mass of the sun, containing 10 times as much matter as the sun, to essentially start making heavy elements of the kind we're talking about. Something that's 10 times the mass of the sun or greater will probably supernova, and then the result of the supernova make all the heavy elements that we now see.
But our sun is not a massive star, and it has gold and iron in it.
Yes, that's because the sun is a later generation star, and in the process of it forming from its interstellar cloud, there would have been some iron, there would have been some gold, there would have been some platinum in the forming cloud that made the sun and the planets.
Thanks so much, Dr. Heiser. This is Nancy Dwyer.
And Rocky Alvey.
For Stellar Conversations, brought to you by Vanderbilt University's Public Affairs Department and recorded at Vanderbilt Dyer Observatory.